Welcome to Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. It is the 18th of November, 2016. I know, no intro, no weirdly edited Saint Pepsi ripoff intro. But yeah, things have happened this week, and I think we should talk about them in a way that's serious and not like the usual Hippity Hoppity Brigade of doing things in which. So I play music and then I go like, oh, ba-do-ba-do, you know, so God, I can't even talk. But I've got a list of things I am going to talk about. First things first, I want to acknowledge this more than any other week that we are on the traditional grounds of the Musqueam Coast Salish people at UBC, the Unceded Territories. And I want to acknowledge that the content in this program that I talk about will probably be triggering for some people. I'm going to be talking about stuff related to abortion, you guessed it, sexual assaults, and all that fun stuff. But I want to start with something that isn't directly related, but kind of ties in. This is something that I recorded before the protest that started this week, and early on, I think it was on Tuesday that I recorded this, in response to the email I talk about in the video. So it relates to my show a few weeks ago, and I'll just play it for you now. Thank you. Hello. So the music, as promised by John Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade, will start in a minute, but I thought I'd just quickly address something that I did last week. So last week I played a track by an artist called DeGraslo, in which I referred to the music as, and I quote, sorry, gay Jay-Z. At the time I thought, because that's what it sounded like to me, and that it was like a sort of just something to say about it. However, I did get a few comments back and feedback, which I'm really thankful for, that let me know that like maybe not the best idea to say someone sounds gay in like a hip-hop track. And that's true, like hip-hop, like as a genre, has had this weird relationship with homophobia and homosexuality. Like it started off as this movement of like accepting, you know, black Americans and immigrant Americans, and in some sense there's still some really mainstream hip-hop artists and hip-hop songs who use this derogatory language. And I'm sorry for implying that there's like a way that gay men sound or gay people in general sound. As a member of the LGBT plus community myself, it really once like I thought about it, yeah, it's like really not a cool thing to do, so I apologize for that. In this show, we're going to start off with a few people who are hip-hop artists who identify as gay, bi, transgender, and it's something that I want to bring into shows in the future. So thank you to everyone who gave me feedback. If you want to talk to me about anything that I feature in the show or I don't feature in the show, like indigenous hip-hop, which I'm trying to get into and find like really good representations of, that fit the show vibe, please DM me on Twitter at the Hard Bottle. I'd be more than happy to hear from you. Thank you so much for letting me know, and I apologize once again. Without further ado, Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade.
Listening to that back, if you haven't guessed already, it's clear this is not going to be a kind of very positive hour, but it's, you know, and I'm already 10 minutes in. God, well, whatever. Anyway, so that happened on Tuesday, and I thought that was the end of stuff for the week. I felt good about it. And then Wednesday, I walk onto campus, and I see the UBC I'm not going to say pro-life, anti-abortion. I have an issue with the word pro-life. It might be just me, but like, I don't know what life that kind of movement is pro-ing, like promoting. Like, I think they... You know, I've had people who have you know, through experiences in their lives. I know people who have had eating disorders and have had things that mean that if they were to become pregnant, it would be unsafe for their body. So, does pro-life mean that the fetus is more important than people I know? I don't know. Well, I mean, I know what I think, but. Yeah, the main thing I wanted to say is, like, at the beginning, because I want to acknowledge it, is that, like, I'm really upset at, like, I know I'm, like, a man. I know that I have privilege, and I know that it's, like, it doesn't affect me directly, but it's kind of, like, I feel it's a bit of an attack on people, at UBC. Like, I don't think they're defending anything, these people. I don't think they're defending. I think they're attacking what is perceived to be a liberal space on campus. And it's, you know, like, it's a campus that is, you know, has had, like, real issues with sexual assault. Stephen Galloway is a former UBC professor, is on trial right now for sexual predation and sexual assault. And the Guild of Canadian Writers, I can't remember the exact name, came together to support him. So 2016, it's great. And of course, this is all framed by the wonders of November the 8th, president-elect, and all that stuff. And it's stuff that makes you fear for other people, like their well-being, not just physically, not just being deported, but like mental well-being. And that's something I struggle with myself a lot. So fun show so far, guys. But yeah, like I wanted to read off a few places that if you are thinking of getting an abortion or you do need to go to a health clinic for women, there's a page I found online. I literally just Googled abortion clinics in BC and I found these. But you've got the Every Woman's Health Centre, the Elizabeth Bagshaw Women's Clinic, the CARE Programme, Willows Women's Clinic, and then those are on Vancouver. And then Victoria has the Vancouver Island Abortion Services. Kelowna has Women's Service Clinic. Kootenay has East Kootenay Women's Service and Kootenay Boundary Regional Women's Services. And that page has a lot more information. And there's also the, you know, the SASC, and there's the counselling at UBC. I think someone today was giving out really good leaflets about places that are there for you if you're going through something. But yeah, I don't know. I wanted to like talk about it because with the kind of things that I mentioned in that clip, and by appropriating like Nicki Minaj's voice and all that stuff, like it's just a scary time. And like I wanted to say, like, I was protesting earlier, and it's really a good thing to do to show your solidarity. But you can, I'm sure you can donate as well to most of these women's clinics, as well as Planned Parenthood. I was going to do it anyway because of that fantastic John Oliver piece, but I think now or never it's important to. And yeah, I just hope you're okay, because, oh God, I don't know why it affected me so much, but obviously I keep rambling on about it, so it did. I mean, I think the main thing is, you know, like, campus is a safe space for a lot of people, even though that it's been plagued with sexual assault and there are things that are not cool with UBC. The people that turned out to protest the protest show that it is considered a safe space for many groups of people. And the Lifeline protest showed that there is an aggressive reaction to that illusion of a safe space. Well, not illusion, but like, you know, that implied safe space. And it sucks. It just sucks. I can't have good words for it. But today's show is going to be a bit more political because of that, and because that's how I'm working with right now. We're going to start with a track, a series of tracks by artists talking about abortion. And I think in some sense, there's always the main thing I wanted to say with this diatribe was that basically there's a rhetoric of baby killers and horrible things being said about these people who have abortions. And like, nobody, I don't think, nobody wants to go through that. There's nobody that wants to go and like go through the picket lines and sit in the waiting office and go through the horrible procedure. Nobody wants to do that. And they, you know, it's a traumatic event, but at least they have a choice to define that traumatic event. I don't know. The rest of the show will be a bit more upbeat, but we're going to start with an apology to appropriating her last week. Nicki Minaj, All Things Go off of the Pink Print. I'll be back in a bit. I don't know. This is All Things Go. You're listening to Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade.
Yo, I had to reinvent. I put the V in vent. I put the heat in vents, man, I've been competing since. I look beyond what people saying and I see intent. Then I just sit back and decipher what they really meant. Cherish these nights, cherish these people. Life is a movie, but there'll never be a sequel. And I'm good with that, as long as I'm peaceful. As long as 7 years from now I'm taking my daughter to preschool. Cherish these days, man, do they go quick. Just yesterday, I swear it was 06. 10 years ago, that's when you proposed. I look down, yes, I suppose. I feel 1 minute, yeah, we got it, then it's gone. While we keep waiting for a moment to live for. So can't nobody ever tell me that I'm wrong. Cause I'ma ride out with you still, the night is young. We keep going, we go, we go, we go. We wake back up and do it all again. We know, said fuck the world, we ride until the end. When all is said and done, look what we become. I just want you to know that I did it. Lost my little cousin to a senseless act of violence. His sister said he wanted to stay with me, but I didn't invite him. Why didn't he ask? Or am I just bugging? Cause since I got fame, they don't act the same, even though they know that I love them. Family ties broken before me. Niggas trying to kill him, he ain't even call me. And that's a reflection of me. Yes, I get it, I get it, it was all me. I'll pop a pill and remember the look in his eyes the last day he saw me. I feel 1 minute, yeah, we got it, then it's gone. While we keep waiting for a moment to live for. So can't nobody ever tell me that I'm wrong. I'ma ride out with you still, the night is young. We keep going, we go, we go, we go. We wake back up and do it all again. We know, said fuck the world, we ride until the end. When all is said and done, look what we've become. I just want you to know that I did it for you. Let me make this clear, I'm not difficult, I'm just about my business. I'm not into fake industry parties and fake agendas. Rock with people for how they make me feel, not what they give me. Even the ones that hurt me the most, I still show forgiveness. I love my mother more than life itself, and that's a fact. I'd give it all if somehow I could just rekindle that. She never understands why I'm so overprotective. The more I work, the more I feel like somehow they're neglected. I want Kaya to go to college just to say we did it. My child with Airman would have been 16 any minute. So in some ways I feel like Kaya is the both of them. It's like he's Kaya's little angel looking over him. And I know Jelani will always love me and I'll always love him. And I'm just his little sister, not Nicki Minaj, when I'm around him. Gee, we did it. Let's leave this imprint. Just finished writing. This is the pink print.
Nicki Minaj, up next, Jean Grey with My Story.
If I could swim 1,000 lakes to bring your life back, I write that, but affinity can't rewind facts. You are divinity. My primitive mind was struggling just to understand the meaning of life. Forgive me. I never told my mommy I couldn't break her spirit. She always wished her daughter extraordinary thinking. So I traveled alone, young, 16. Got in the habit of not staying at home, doing a sad walk like Bill Bixby. $1.50 trips to the hospital so the Medicaid could fix me. I couldn't eat shit. I fainted frequent on cold floors, and I paused and I think keep it. I'm lost, my four friends know, and just fuck with the boys' apartments for rent. So I'm all wishing that it's a dream ending soon. I've actually erased a lot that I've been through. That's what men do. Feeling retarded for seeing partner potential. On top of that, the doctor's telling me a heart murmur. I can't take it. I'm contemplating a Glock burner, a cop murderer. I can't be. This can't be. The tears streaming and I can't see. They lance me and I'm passing out. And this is just for blood. They had to cover the mass amounts. I've had enough. And you don't know what it's like in waiting rooms and outside. The picketing pictures can slay you. They're screaming victims and spitting till they shame you. I hold my head low and shiver, push my way through. They put you in a room where you can change into your gown and shower cap, shaking as a fiend would do. And that's when you think of fleeing, fleeing the building. And then they call you when you're hearing the call of your children. They count down from 10 now. You want to stop them, but you say it in your head. You're out for the cut. And then you wake up in another room with plenty others. They call it recovery. You're thinking we ain't mothers. And then prescription pills written in script as chills. An understatement. You're dressed, but you're naked still. And your brain won't think straight. Wait. Can't finish this.
See when the rain comes down.
Up. My parents found the pill, screaming, God, what have you done? Cried till I snotted blood and got a gun. My temple ran quick, though, from the thought. Then the worst, I was caught in the same place. A year later, for me, that's when hatred started. My faith martyred. I dated a father, but father that I moved on. Years passed. The guilt's worse and it builds till your heart smashed. Then a miscarriage, 22 age. I was headed to a breakdown, swallowed on some pills and I laid down. I was a failure at that too. Bailed from the rap then, but fate took me back in. Sing is a tattoo my fingers attached with. 27 with three kids that I never met. What if I was Catholic? Wonder if they hate me. Thinking out the mother could ever murder will take me hell. To the depths where the brimstone chokes me constantly. I am a monster, see. How could I possibly correspond with God when I gave the authority to end that life? But it's never over. Even if we have a child, they could have had a brother or a sister or both. I'm thinking about another life that almost got close. Praying that in another time we could have changed posts. If I could just reverse time, I would. I don't know what I would do. Honestly, it's not good. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Coming up after the next track, some queer hip-hop to amend what I said last week. But right now, this is Diggable Planets with La Femme Fatale.
It was 8:49 on a beautiful ninth day of July. There was not a cloud to speak of, so the orange sun hung lonely in the sky. I lay prone in my cabbie home, thinking of fine nappy Jackie and his jazz cat's horn. Sliding in a tape of Bird on Bird when suddenly rang my phone. Hey, butterfly, the voice said. Slip on some duds, comb out your fro, and slide on down to my pad. The vibe here is very pleasant, and I truly request your presence. A problem of great magnitude has arose, and as we speak, it grows.
Damn, what could it be? I thought a juice I bought and rolled on down to her spot. Seeing bros I know slapping fives, I arrived and pressed G5. And there was Nikki looking some kind of sad with tears falling from her eyes. She sat me down and dug my frown and began to run it down. You remember my boyfriend Sid, that fly kid who I love? Well, our love was often a verb, and spontaneity has brought a third. But due to our youth and economic state, we wish to terminate. About this we don't feel great, but baby, that's how it is. But the feds have dissed me, they ignored and dismissed me. The pro-lifers harassed me outside the clinic and called me a murderer. Now that's hate. So needless to say, we're in a mental state of debate. Hey, beautiful bird, I said, digging her somber mood. The fascists are some heavy dudes. They don't really give a damn about life. They just don't want a woman to control her body or have the right to choose. But baby, that ain't nothing. They just want a male finger on the button. Because if you say war, they will send them to die by the score. Aborting mission should be your volition. But if Suda and Thomas have their way, you'll be standing in line unable to get welfare while they'll be out hunting and fishing. It has always been around. It will always have a niche. But they'll make it a privilege, not a right, accessible only to the rich. Hey, pro-lifers need to dig themselves, because life don't stop after birth. And for a child born to the unprepared, it might even just get worse. The situation would surely change if they were to find themselves in it. Supporters of the H-bomb and firebombing clinics. What type of shit is that? Orwellian, in fact. If Roe v. Wade was overturned, would not the desire remain intact? Leaving young girls to risk their health, doctors to botch and watch as they kill themselves. Now, I hate to sound macabre, but hey, isn't it my job to lay it on the masses and get them off their asses to fight against these fascists? So, whatever you decide, make that move with pride. Sid will be there and so will I. An insect till I die. Till I die. Rhythms and sounds spinning around. Confrontations across the nation. Your block, my block. Dreadlocks, what a shock. Land of the free, but not me. Not me. Not me. Not me. Not me.
The wonderful sounds of Butterfly from Diggable Planets on Le Femme Fatale. There's more of an outro. I didn't realize. Good outro. I never noticed that before. That's a good outro. You're back to Sean Harpital's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. Bit more of a not so fun show this week if you missed the intro, but thank you for being here anyway. What I'm gonna do next is since like last week I like did that thing, is I know like people have been nice about it. Like when I first got called out, which I thank for, like people were like nice about it. They're like, oh, you know, it's not like a massive thing, but like, I don't know, for me it was like, it made me realize some stuff that I've been perpetuating, so like I want to kind of stop that if possible. The next track is a track by Cakes the Killer, who I've enjoyed for quite a while. He's got a new album out quite soon, I believe. New Phone Who This is the lead single, and it's great, like hilarious. The first line of this album that I'm going to play off, the eulogy, is pockets stay on swole, peep the cash flow, play My Loans just to... I can't say that. You'll have to go on the Bandcamp page of the Cake the Killer, the eulogy, because it's quite the opening line for the album. I'm not playing that one, although that is fantastic. I'm playing the last track on the album, The Eulogy. And after that, I'll be playing Mickey Blanco and Princess Nokia on a trap, I Wish You Would. And then we're going to go into some other stuff. I've got some Missy D coming up, who's playing tonight at the Discorda hip-hop evening showcase. I'm going to that. It's going to be great, I'm sure. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll be playing some JB the First Lady. I finally took the time to get some indigenous Canadian hip-hop up in here. And it's a female as well. It's even better. I've got the Canadian and the female things checked this week. So, up next, The Eulogy, Cake's the Killer. This is Hibbity Hobbity Brigade. Stay safe. Hope you're having a good time.
Stresses got these bitches straight edgeless. Throwing shots at killer, get a silly nigga headless. Ain't one for the drama, cunt charms up on my necklace. Rappers light work, so I never need a checklist. On my mind, stay my dollars and my meds, bitch. Trying to live posh while you standing like a peasant. On shopping sprees, rocking boots made of pheasants. Nigga flock to my aura, cause my flow is omnipresent. I fucked around and made my enemies a memory. Since I started rapping, haters trying to see the death of me. These niggas want the best of me. Faggots can't get next to me. My pots in my pants trying to whip up my recipes. On stage spotlight, no lesbian. Or in the corner getting pissy with some lesbians. Smile up in my face, call me sis, but you ain't next to kin. A lot of niggas fuck with me, I don't really fuck with them. The petty shit won't get the dress up on a mixtape. We really hate the outer faggot for his kid's sake. I'm the type to pop shit and bet your kids wake. The eulogy, these niggas surfing in some cheesecake. Since I started spitting, got a million niggas after me. Flows on some airbender shit, no gravity. Talking out your neck, your niggas capped up like a cavity. My wavy wordplay produce a 9-to-5 salary. Facts trying to get into me, shady bitches befriending me. I spit that gun to shit that hit harder than lit artillery. Eating up rappers lyrically, schooling niggas in wizardry. Kiko custom look for shitting on niggas visually. Who told these cunts that they was spitting with my intellect? Bitch, I'm high rolling, ain't even pop a molly yet. Faded and sedated, call a doctor, get my pills correct. I'm blowing through my stack like a pack of fucking cigarettes. So what that means is that, bitch, I'm living elegant. Saunas in my residence. The only trait I'm sweating is some fucking dead residents. Other dudes irrelevant. Niggas slipped up, I'm finna blow his whole inheritance.
I feel as if everybody get 15 minutes fame, but God has 45 minutes of fame in store for me. I already took the first 15, and God is about to present me with the next 15. Come September when I go back to doing these movies, and by then I should have a nice little following, you know, and a nice little what's the right word to use? I can't think of the word, but you know, everybody will know about the shows. You know, be it whether they was there, whether they heard it on the radio, whether they read it about it in the magazine, and I should basically be well on my way.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with nobody. This is what I was saying. If anybody got a problem with me, then we could get it popping. And this is what I was.
You got your own opinion of me, and I cannot give a fuck what you think.
Just wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
Throw a mug, motherfucker. It's that bitch Blanco. Smooth cat, new jack, Luciano. I've been all around the world, stacking this paper. Hard body, every city, nigga. AC Slater. I'm the rock to Gibraltar. Been bitch by death. Niggas gonna rock when they hear this sound. Sucking up cop like a ratata. And these whole niggas shook, do the cha cha cha. Made 150K off a free mixtape. Wake up in my bed, then that shit feel great. Young Jet said black, how you goes like that? Y'all's vendetta can sweat out, I'm ahead of the back. I was
was robbing niggas for Dolce panties, running Tina for Tito and all them Coney Island kings. Them uptown boys cooking and push the work, but in Brownsville, nigga, yo, they box the skirt.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
I'ma take you to the future, robots and androids. Girls named Droidika, cops on the convoys. I am a tomboy, I am the tank girl. Back to the future, flight through the space world. It's a new year and I came here to conquer. I am the new bitch, I am a problem. Just like the Clone Wars, I got my armor. Throw on my war paint, I am Tatanka. I'm the only bitch in the Bronx rocking Chanel. High top bun, French tip nail. Only fuck with niggas that was tipping the scale. Looking fresher than kale, money falling like hell. Ooh. I do things that these little boys dream of. They still messy with the Pampers, need to clean up. I come clean, they call me Noxima. No key on the track, and I'm coming with the
beam. You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I saw, wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I saw, wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
God, that song's so good. Oh my God. I can't believe I hadn't checked out Nicky Blanco before today, but Mickey Blanco, sorry. They're really good. They're like really good. So you should definitely check them out if you can. Up next, Too Many Feelings by Missy D at this quarter tonight. Excited as hell. Here we go.
Too many feelings visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. I got too many feelings now. Too many feelings. Hey, hey.
Missy D, 365, yo, 24/7. All I need is a couple of 60 seconds. Explain how I came to the record. No need to check it. Got too many feelings past the 2 minutes. Cut to the chase with a snap and a snippet. Through with my words, I single the digits. Signal time for the business. Open up the flow for a sea of my thoughts. What this wave's about to expose. Overflow of a cope of a dose. Need a glass of water from my saliva. Sweeter and sour upon the matter. Talking over, but I'm spinning louder. Above my conscious of my lady thoughts. Rewind, take over my recording sound. Not too many feeling like yours and mine intertwine. Crossing lines, intersecting while we addressing feelings that are corrupting, interrupting, emoting. Call it feeling. Filling it in, all of my connections from the back to the cross section of my brain. Redirecting to my five senses, different dimensions from birth to pensions. All different versions from good to hurting. Guess I am human. Too many reoccurring. My thoughts play back in repetition like I got one. Like I got one, too many emotions.
Visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many feelings. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many, too many feelings.
Too many feelings, too many buildings, too many shillings, not enough willing to take back the moment. I paint it transparent, I see through the language, we speak the same message. Je parle pour apaiser quelques soucis, rassembler l'amour ou quelques amis. Je parle pour encourager la paix aussi. Je parle pour ma simple thérapie, pour évoluer vos esprits, le son d'une simple mélodie. Too many, c'est beaucoup traduit. Je parle anglais, français et je dis, car too many feelings aujourd'hui. J'ai tellement de pensées, tellement j'en parle français, tellement de choses que je ne puisse oser. Avouer, tenter, jouer le cœur hanté par ses peurs, ses rancœurs et ses heures. Passer un petit message de bonheur, que ce soit aussi ou là-bas, des épines et des fleurs. On se retrouve au jardin d'Éden, j'imagine la scène, tant d'amour ou tant d'haine. Too many, many, many feelings, got me all puzzled in. I said, too many, many, many feelings, got me all puzzled in.
I got too many feelings. Too many got me forgetting sleep, and I got too many feelings.
You're back with Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade, Vancouver. I didn't think of that intro before I started, if you could tell. Vancouver. Yeah, this is the Weird Political Hippity Hoppity Brigade. That was Missy D, who's playing tonight. Very much looking forward to seeing her. Before that, we had Cakes the Killer and Mickey Blanco and Princess Nokia. Two of those artists are queer or trans or non-binary. And that's something that I want to build into the show even more. The next track I'm going to play is by an artist called JB the First Lady. She is a she uses the term Aboriginal, so I'm going to use that on her Bandcamp. A Aboriginal MC rapper from Canada, and I think it's always been important to me, like, to try and find stuff like that. And I've been lazy in the past. I haven't really looked. And like, this is like the, it's so stupid because like, this is like the first thing I saw on Bandcamp, and it's like literally the first track, and it's great. So check out the album Get Ready, Get Steady, of which this track Get Ready, Get Steady is off. And one thing I wanted to mention is, like, in terms of all the stuff I was talking about with the protest and how like it's like an aggressive like way of positioning this ideology in like what is safe space for some peoples. I know last year they were here and they compared abortion to genocide. And one thing that my professor Dallas Hunt said that was really insightful and really really made me think was the fact that they're doing that on traditional unceded Musqueam territories, Coast Salish territories, like people who've been affected by very real processes of genocide and white settler colonialism and stuff. So, I mean, it's important now more than ever to, like, play Aboriginal Indigenous music. So this is my one for this week. I'll have much more next week once I have some time to properly delve in. But this is JB the First Lady, Get Ready, Get Steady, on Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade.
My first, I survive, I provide. My baby daddy warm and hot, so I take it one day at a time. My heart is heavy, so I rock steady. To the beat, 1, 2, and 3, you know what I mean. Keeping it clean, investing in a dream. J to the beat, bringing the heat, making them sit on the edge of the seat. Technique so sweet, unique. Make beats until we make magic, till it comes a habit, till you got to have it. Follow me, the white rabbit. I'll take you on a journey. Pack your lunch and hurry. What it is, and that's how it is. Some kind of trick, that's why I rap on this kind of tip. I'm honest, I'm conscious. New female hip hop artist. Put me in that category, telling the other hip the story. They've been waiting, so I'm not hesitating. Steady creating, mixing and fading. That's why I know my ladies be relating. So I say, all my relations, all my relations. Grandmother moon and sister stars will take care of you no matter where you are. Creator is there, creator is aware. No need to play truth or dare. Unconditional love is what I got. Unconditional love for this thing called hip hop. Connect to your love and your life. Connect and feel what's right inside. Strong mind, strong heart. That's where it starts. You never know what's next. You never know your effects. You never know what's next. You'll never know your effects.
Get ready, get ready, get steady. It's gonna get
the wonderful sounds of JB the First Lady. Get ready, get steady on CITR. Up next, another collective group that is playing at the Discorded gig tonight. Oops, don't want to play that. this is another great band, and I'm looking forward to seeing them tonight. This is So Loki with We Got Time.
The holy man said I sinned a lot. I seem to do my thing in plots. Stone face, stone big, stronger than a cinder block. Used to smoke balls, then dialed up some tender thoughts. Rachel was a good girl. Alex was a dirty blonde. You can't fucking reach me. Leave a fucking message, or you can delete me. I'm not near the phone. You could try to beat me. Word of advice, you don't wanna be me. Till I'm dead and gone. We created in 3D. Hologram salmon, natural on the TV. Coachella 2020, fuck if we deserve it. We can make a pop it, shit could be worthless. We've got time to turn this life around. I could ride a storm and watch out for my clouds. Yeah.
Oh, baby, Lord, we're not puff heads, no non-vision. This couch just with the lemons you toss me. Big lemonade spray in the eyes, my end is in holy water. Hold your daughter, this tyrant. Oh, this tyrant, don't believe in anything.
I don't know the outcome, fuck, I need a puff. Oh God, yo God, don't think I'm a chump. We'll lose morals and full arrangements to huff. Wrapped up like a package, couldn't manage to budge. Got to dance in mud, hands full of blood. I've been grinding so long, got my lines, we're all duds. But the truth is, grew up showing they love. City know me as Sam, the man, not the thug. In high school, they threw no hugs. My peers never knew the young bruv. Homies hit me up like they plug, cause they heard through the streets that I speak like a drug, and they need to move up, and their weed in their cup, like the speed in their stuff, see the pretty dust, make no fuss, it's so low-key we trust, it's so low-key we trust, to the drug, and they need to move up, and their weed in their cup, like the speed in their stuff, see the pretty dust, make no fuss, it's so low-key we trust. So don't give me trust to the...
And we're coming to the end of our show, I'm afraid. So, this has been Sean Howell's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. I know it's like there's 10 minutes to go, but like, oh, whoops. That's not what I wanted to play either. I'm still very new to this. So what have we played this week? Let's have a look, shall we? Nicki Minaj, All Things Go. Jean Grey, My Story. Diggable Planets, La Femme Fatale. Cakes the Killer, The Eulogy. Mickey Blanco and Princess Nokia, Wish You Would. Missy D, Too Many Feelings. We Got Time by So Loki. And the last track this week, the absolute last track, is going to be from a man who is... incredibly problematic, but is also so incredibly important to me. So it's Kanye West, and I know already people are thinking, oh God, it's, you know, and I'm not apologizing for him. You know, if you haven't seen the news, he went on an hour rant at a concert about Donald Trump and how he would have voted for him if he had voted. So yeah, and I'm not apologizing for that, because that's a horrible thing to say, especially considering the already real hurt that the president-elect's administration is doing to America in terms of on reproductive rights especially, but also on, you know, on like, he literally elected like a white supremacist to like a chief of office. Like, it's awful. And it, I'm still scared for other people that I love. I'm not scared for myself because I have the privilege that like nobody's gonna hopefully deport me. I mean, I do sound very British, so that is a chance. But yeah, I'm not apologizing for him. He's already done stuff that's problematic. Like, he's already done stuff. Like, there was that whole thing he said about that was anti-Semitic about like there was like, and Bill Cosby innocent, and he's a problematic person. I don't think he's problematic based on like he's an arrogant person, and I don't think the I am a God thing is like, oh, so he deserves what's happened. But like, yes, he's problematic. But he also helped me through some like really tough times, like some of the positivity on the college dropout and late registration, which I heard when I was 14. You know, it got me through some stuff. And basically, the point I want to make with this is like, yes, Kanye West is problematic, and we can't get away from that. Like, he's a problematic person, and I'm not gonna, you know, like, I shouldn't apologize for that. What I will say though is that over the last year, it's become so much more obvious how his mental state is affected. He recently released a track called "I Feel Like That," when he talks about being on Xanax. And on FML off Life of Pablo, he talks about his shame at being on, you know, like on prescription drugs, and his depression and stuff. And the track I'm playing now is actually a remix of The Life of Pablo, because it's a really long track, and I think it's really beautiful. It's Saint Pablo, which is a track he released after he released the February album of The Life of Pablo with Samantha. And he said, I wrote St. Pablo after admitting to myself my great personal shame, his debt. But I also think that could be his mental illness. And it's something that I need to sort of like, and I don't know about anyone who's listening, but it's something that I need to take into account more when I, you know, like in the aftermath of the election, I dismiss the president-elect's supporters as like, you know, these racists with like, you know, horrible, you know, like, and a lot of them are. But I don't know, like, I think the only thing I'm trying to say is like, with issues of like people, celebrity, and issues with songs about abortion, where the female Jean Grey and Nicki Minaj are regretful, there's something more complex there. You know, Nicki Minaj and Jean Grey, I can't speak for them, but I read their shame coming from societal stuff. You know, Jean Grey literally talks about being heckled at the picket line as she's going in to try and sit in the waiting room and stuff. And I think if we understood people as like more intrinsically complex and not as we meet them like going to be unproblematic. Like, I'm a very problematic person. I imagine everyone you meet is problematic to some degree. And I've engaged in, as I said at the beginning, I've engaged in incredibly problematic behavior. But I don't know. I guess, like, I want to say that, like, this track is something that I think is good. And at all things that appear worst, there can still be some good, I think. And vice versa. At all places that are good, there can still be something that's worse. So, God, I've been ranting so much, I haven't even got the track up. Oh, my God. But yes, this has been the Hippity Hoppity Brigade. Oh, please work. Oh, okay, yes, Sam's is fine. But yeah, basically, just stay safe and donate to your local women's center and support them because they need it. God knows they need it. And yeah, try and be nice. I can't tell you to do that, but anyway, shut up, Sean. This is the last track. You've been listening to Sean Harbottle's mildly depressing Hippity Hoppity Brigade. This is Kanye West, Saint Pablo, off of the Life of Paul remix. Stay safe. I'll see you next week with more fun times and banter and stuff. Love you.
LA time, back in the lab and shit. My wife said,
I can't say no to nobody, and at this rate we gon' both die broke. Got friends that ask me for money knowing I'm in debt, and like my wife said, I still didn't say no. People trying to say I'm going crazy on Twitter. My friend's best advice was to stay low. I guess it's hard to decipher all of the bills, especially when you got family members on payroll. The media said it was outlandish spending. The media said he's way out of control. I just feel like I'm the only one not pretending. I'm not out of control, I'm just not innate control. I know I'm the most influential. That time cover was just confirmation. This generation's closest thing to Einstein. So don't worry about me, I'm fine. I can see 1,000 years from now in real life. Skate on a paradigm and shift it when I feel like. Control conventional thought, don't need to question. I know it's antiquated, so sometimes I get aggressive. Thank God for Jay Electra, he down with the mission. Did it with no permission, on our own conditions. Most blacks with money have been beaten to submission. Yeezy with the big house did it way different. Never listen to Hollywood producers. Don't stare at money too long, it's Medusa. The ultimate Gemini has survived. I wasn't supposed to make it past 25.
Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering what God's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you're wondering where's God in your nightlife. Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering what God's gonna say hi. God, yeah. Feel like I'm on death.
I've awakened the spirits of millions more to come. A million illegally downloaded my truth over the drums. I believe in the children. Listen to the kids, bro. If the phone ringing, go and get your kids, ho. Brother Don Muhammad told a minister about the presentation. He sat back and smiled. Black on black lies is worse than black on black crime. The Jews share their truth on how to make a dime. Most black men couldn't balance a checkbook, but buy a new car talking about how my neck look. Well, it all looks great. 400 years later, we buying our own chains. The light is before us, brother, so the devil working hard. Real family stick together and see through the mirage. The smoke screens, perceptions of false reality. Who the real owner if your boss gets a salary? I am one with the people. I am one with the people.
Real.
I've been woken from a light and man's dream. Checking Instagram comments to crowdsource my self-esteem. Let me not say too much or do too much, cause if I'm up way too much, I'm out of touch. I'm praying an out-of-body experience will happen, so the people can see my light, now it's not just rapping. God, I have humbled myself before the court. Dropped my ego when confidence was my last resort. I know you got a plan, I know I'm on your beams. One set of footsteps, you was carrying me. When I turned on the news and they was burying me. One set of footsteps, you was carrying me. When I was negotiating with Apple, it was Larry and me. Told Tim Cook to call me, I was scary to see. I would have took 100 million and gave 20 to Hov. I heard it's the way they did it when we only had the stove. But it's better that I stayed at home with my folks, cause if Jay a billionaire, then I'ma never go broke. Only thing I ask is next time I'm on stage, we all go. We all go. Not just by myself looking for niggas like where's Waldo. She got the same shoes as my wife, but she copped them at Aldo. Modern day MJ with an off the wall flow.
Night light, walk all over me. Walk all over me. Delivering everything I've ever said to your brain. Fly, fly, fly overseas. Fly overseas, oh. Anywhere, everything but in between.
Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi.
Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi.
Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Please face me when I speak.
Please say to me something before you leave. You've been treating me like I'm invisible, not visible to you. Oh, the invisible truth stays sober. I quite understand the games you play. Understand, understand, understand. I'm standing on the earth with my hand on the book. Tell the truth, nothing but the whole truth. And you always give me half
half of you, half of you, take half a shot. Watching all my heart go, make you feel like something come up in all people. I'm just telling, standing on the roof, and I promise I wouldn't fall anymore. But I'm crawling at the bar, I wishing that you saw my scars, man. I wishing that you came down here and stood by me and looked at me like you knew me. But I feel so alone, like I don't know anyone except the night sky above. Yeah, looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you wondering where's God in your nightlife. Yeah, and you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Yeah.